KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls volleyball last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan downing Atlantic 3-0. Clarinda downing Creston 3 in a row. Kemper Catholic took 3 out of 4 from Shenandoah. Lewis Central shut down Glenwood in 3 straight, while Red Oak defeated Denison in 3 straight games. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, it was Adair Casey over Cam 3-0. Grandview Park Baptist swept 3 from Iowa Christian, while Orient Maxburg also took 3 in a row from Peyton Chardin last night. In Western Iowa Conference Tournament semifinals last night, it was Trainer beating Missouri Valley 3-1, while Underwood topped Tri-Center 3-1. Also around the area last night in girls volleyball, Arweva beat Woodbine 3-1. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Madrid 3-1. Guthrie Center topping Van Meter in 3 straight. IKM Manning swept 3 from Charter Oak Ute. Stanton beat Fremont Mills 3-0. And Villisca outlasting Essex 3-2. Well, the Oakland Athletics, after losing the first 2 games on the road, used the time-honored formula of good pitching, timely hitting, and great defense in blanking Detroit 2-0 to cut the Tigers' lead to 2-1 in the American League Division Series. Athletics left-hander Brett Anderson and 3 relievers combined on a 4-hitter. Grant Balfour, who had 24 saves in the regular season, allowed a 1-out single to Miguel Cabrera, but Balfour induced Prince Fielder to hit into a game-ending double play. Yoenis Cespedes drove in a run in the first inning with a single. Seth Smith added a homer for some insurance in the 6th. Oakland turned in a couple of eye-popping defensive plays as well. Athletics center fielder Coco Crisp robbed Fielder of a homer in the 2nd inning with a one-handed grab over the wall. In the 7th inning, Cespedes made a diving catch in left field to rob Fielder of a hit. Well, the San Francisco Giants also live for another day. Reds third baseman Scott Rolen, an 8-time Gold Glove Award winner for his slick defensive play, booted a grounder in the 10th inning that allowed the winning run to score in the Giants' 2-1 victory over the Reds. Cincinnati holds a 2-1 lead in that best-of-5 National League Division Series. The Reds wasted a tremendous effort by starter Homer Bailey, who tossed a no-hitter 2 weeks ago. He didn't allow a San Francisco hit until there were 2 outs in the 6th inning. That's when Marco Scudero delivered a clean single. The Giants won despite striking out 16 times. Game 4 is set for today at Great American Ballpark. The Giants send out 15-game winner Barry Zito to try to extend their season one more time. The Reds are unsure of their starter in the wake of Game 1 starter Johnny Cueto's strained oblique. Mike Leake and Matt Latos are possibilities. The 2 other division series resumed today. Baltimore and New York are tied at a game apiece in the AL division series after the Orioles' 3-2 win Monday night. Miguel Gonzalez gets the nod in Game 3 tonight at Yankee Stadium against Hiroki Kuroda, who won 16 games this year for the Yanks. And the Cardinals and Nationals are dead even after the Cards' 12-4 win in Game 2 in St. Louis. That scene shifts to the nation's capital today, which will hold its first postseason baseball game in 79 years. Chris Carpenter goes for St. Louis against ex-Cardinal Edwin Jackson. We'll have that game for you today here on KJAN. It's an early start being out east. 11-12 this morning is the pregame. 12:07 is first pitch for today's contest. Rookie Shelby Miller has replaced pitcher Jaime Garcia on the Cardinals playoff roster. Garcia has a strained rotator cuff and inflammation in his throwing shoulder. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says 3 Hawkeyes who ran afoul of the law over the weekend will dress for Saturday's game at Michigan State. And that includes senior corner Micah Hyde, who was arrested for public intoxication and interference with official acts.
And all 3 guys have been exemplary students, team members. None of them had any problems at all during their careers. So, the student code of conduct will handle it. And then also on top of that, we have some in-house things that are, we have a protocol for violations. So, they'll serve those also over the next couple weeks and months here. But, all 3 guys have done a good job here, and I expect that moving forward.
Ferentz says it was the first offense for all 3 players and is being handled through the student code of conduct. Hyde is no longer one of the captains on defense, and Ferentz says he's changed curfew as a result of this past weekend. A running back, Damon Bullock, is expected to play this weekend after missing the past 2 games with a head injury. Ferentz says Bullock, along with sophomore Mark Wiseman, have helped the ground game make major strides this season.
Well, I think they both, in a limited amount, have shown that they're both capable players, 2 different types of players, certainly, but they both have done a good job this year, and we're going to need them both moving forward, certainly. So, if we end up playing them at the same time, that's great. But, they're clearly different types of players, but you know, just a knock on wood. Hopefully they keep moving, keep improving.
Iowa's coming off a bye week and visits a Michigan State team that's 4-2 after rallying in the second half to win at Indiana. The teams have traded lopsided wins in Iowa City the past 2 years. The games in East Lansing, though, has been low scoring and physical. We'll have that contest for you Saturday morning here on the radio. 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff. Well, Sean Eichhorst is promising to immerse himself in the culture of the Cornhuskers as he prepares for his new job as the Nebraska Athletic Director. Eichhorst said Tuesday that he plans to make few changes within the department, saying the programs were already on the right track under the leadership of retiring director Tom Osborne. Eichhorst left his job as athletic director at scandal-tainted Miami last week for a 5-year contract to succeed Osborne. The 75-year-old Osborne, one of college football's legendary coaches, announced late last month that he'll retire January 1st after 5 years on the job. In what sounded at times like a locker room pep talk, Jerry Sandusky rambled in his red prison suit about being the underdog in the fourth quarter, about forgiveness, dogs, and the movie Seabiscuit. With his accusers seated behind him in the courtroom, Sandusky denied committing disgusting acts against children and instead painted himself as the victim. Didn't help. After he had said his piece, a judge sentenced him to 30 to 60 years in prison, all but ensuring the 68-year-old Sandusky will spend the rest of his life behind bars for the child sexual abuse scandal that brought disgrace to Penn State and triggered the downfall of his former boss, football coach Joe Paterno. He leaves behind a trail of human and legal wreckage that could take years for the university to clear away. Judge John Cleland reprimanded Sandusky, saying the tragedy of this crime is that it's a story of betrayal. Three of the men Sandusky was convicted of molesting as boys confronted him face to face and told of the lasting pain he had inflicted. Sandusky says he will appeal. The judge says he expects Sandusky to die in prison. Well, the Washington Redskins have released struggling kicker Billy Cundiff and replaced him with free agent Kai Forbath. Forbath emerged as the winner in a tryout at Redskins Park on Tuesday. He won the Lou Groza Award in UCLA in 2009 as the top kicker in college football, but he's yet to play in the NFL. Cundiff was signed late in the preseason after he was waived by the Baltimore Ravens. He's been the worst kicker in the league this year, making only 7 of 12 field goal attempts. Two of his misses have been from inside 40 yards, including a 31-yard misfire in Sunday's loss to the Atlanta Falcons. The Chiefs waived Nico Thorpe on Monday and re-signed offensive lineman Brian Madison, who had been waived just last week to make room for the rookie defensive back. The Chiefs wanted Thorpe available to help on special teams and provide some help in the defensive backfield in Sunday's 9-6 loss to the Baltimore Ravens. They waived Madison, who has played 15 games over the last 2 seasons in St. Louis and Baltimore, to clear roster space for him. Injured backup defensive back Jaleel Brown is expected back at practice this week, and the Chiefs brought back Madison to provide depth along the offensive line. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has handed down some new discipline to 4 players in connection with the NFL's bounty investigation of the Saints. There are no changes to the full season suspension for New Orleans linebacker Jonathan Vilma or the 4-game suspension for Saints defensive end Will Smith. The suspension of free agent defensive lineman Anthony Hargrove was reduced from 8 to 7 games, while Cleveland linebacker Scott Fujita is now docked 1 game, down from 3. Only Smith and Fujita have played this season since an appeal panel created by the NFL's labor agreement vacated the original suspensions on technical grounds and told Goodell he needed to clarify the basis of the punishment. Vilma has been rehabilitating from off-season knee surgery. The players can also delay those suspensions by appealing again. Houston Texans linebacker Brian Cushing is out for the season with a torn ligament in his left knee suffered in Monday's win over the Jets. Coach Gary Kubiak says Cushing has a torn ACL and will need surgery in 2 to 3 weeks after the swelling goes down. Cushing's injury leaves the unbeaten Texans without their top tackler and one of their emotional leaders. Kubiak says that Tim Dobbins is the top option to replace Cushing. Elsewhere around the NFL, Coach Rex Ryan says there's no question that Mark Sanchez is the New York Jets' starting quarterback, despite struggling at times during Monday's 23-17 loss to undefeated Houston. Sanchez has completed less than 50% of his passes in 4 straight games, and many fans and media have suggested that backup Tim Tebow should take over as the starter. Well, in basketball news, tickets for the Battle on the Midway basketball game between Syracuse and San Diego State on November 9th go on sale today, and they won't be cheap. Tickets start at $150 with a limited number of seats available for $500. Capacity for that game, which is to be played on the flight deck of the decommissioned USS Midway, which is now a museum, will be about 5,000. And NASCAR is having its first multi-car test with the 2013 Sprint Cup models and the new Aero package. The two-day test at Texas started yesterday with 100 pounds removed off the right side and 60 pounds off of the left side of the cars. It's also part of a test with Goodyear tires built specifically for the new cars to help optimize grip. Robin Pemberton, NASCAR Vice President of Competition, says the cars were built to get more mechanical grip and reduce the aero dependency. Juan Pablo Montoya was happily surprised with the reduction downforce. He says the car slid around a little bit, but it wasn't unpredictable and didn't do anything strange. The new Cup cars for Chevrolet, Ford, and Toyota are to look more like their passenger car counterparts. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.